Breakfast with Spanky this morning on RDU 98.5 FM. And joining me right now, we have Gary Moore, the ex-mayor of Christchurch and now just a wise man. Good morning, Gary.
Wise man.
That's your qualification.
What did I do to earn that?
I know. Well, you know, you have to choose sometimes between wisdom and intelligence, don't you?
Yes, that's right, that's right. Yeah, well, I'm missing in the latter bit, so okay. We'll go for the wisdom bit.
Now,
go to the grey beard.
I know. Now you have to let me know when you have to board because I know you're at the airport.
That's right.
You've decided you're going to get involved in classic Gary style about how we should be rebuilding the city post quake, as everyone says, and maybe taking advantage of the temporary liberties that we have in the planning process, thanks to the national government, before the city centre dies. Even while you were mayor, it was hard. I mean, it's, you'd hope that someone who's the mayor would have the best chance of sorting out the inner city.
Yes, except that I spent 15 years on the council having no impact on the city plan. City plan is the vestige, it's the playpen for lawyers, planners, courts, and people who know what is good for you. And I sat back in utter frustration because, in fact, our centre city has gone downhill since the 1950s. And if you look in the paper this morning, there's another bloody mall being proposed in Northland, and we need another mall like we need a migraine, you know. And so, you know, it's time we actually stop. None of these malls are actually owned by Christchurch companies. There used to be one, the Palms, and that was actually quite a good mall. It was nicely in tune with its local community, but it's now sold. The centre needs to be something different, but we're gutting it, and we keep gutting it. And so I guess what I'm saying is that we need to use this legislation that's available right now, which cuts across a whole lot of existing legislation, and we need to actually use that to rewrite the centre in a much more liberal and empowering way than the current thou shalt not.
So the rhetoric around the city and the disdain for malls has been around for quite a while, but I never hear anyone put much scaffolding on this. What would change? What needs to change that we could change at this current time of rebuilding?
If I were sitting in that hot seat now, which I'm not, so it's easy to say, I would be saying no more expansion of any mall, full stop. And I would also be saying that that we've got too many restrictions. Like, if you want to build on a site in the middle of the city, you have to have a setback, you know, and that's off from the footpath. We should be building right down to the footpath. We should have businesses and offices downstairs and accommodation above it. We should be putting public-private partnerships together so that the public sector buys the land, de-risks it for the private sector. The private sector does the development according to a formula. You know, like it might be terraced housing like Melbourne. It could be, there's a whole stack of things. We should be looking.
You wanted to get rid of the one-way system?
I certainly do. I think that if you look at the one-way system, I was always against the one-way system, and increasingly as I was mayor. And if you look at down the side of the one-way system, it's very difficult to have retail because people shoot past. People cut through the middle of the town. They should be going around Moorhouse, Bealey, Fitzgerald, and those lights should be synchronised so that it's easy for people to flow around. I think that we should, you know, like if you're doing a development in the middle of the city, there's all sorts of, you must have so many car parks per property and all that sort of thing. That's nonsense. Other cities don't have that, and we should get rid of it. We should be looking at down by the hospital. That should be high-tech. You know, the brewery won't last there forever. What's going to happen with that site eventually? What's going to happen with that whole block through to Moorhouse Avenue? And that should be high-tech, hospital, health. We should have university there. We should have people living above it. We could do two more suburbs in the Avon Loop between Litchfield and Moorhouse, and we could do all sorts of things that really reinforce people living there. We should have a hard look at Sydenham. What's that going to become? Because should we replace that with accommodation or should we replace that with retail? I don't know. I personally don't think. So, I think retail's buggered there.
And so you think that this is stuff that you couldn't have done? Because it sounds almost hypocritical, Gary. Like, you know, the big list of things that you say should be happening, but you were the one that had the chance to do it. Are you saying only because we now have this legislation, it's a chance to rethink things, and there's the wiggle room to do it?
I'm not saying anything I didn't say when I was mayor. What happened is I was constrained by the city plan, which wasn't through. And so all of my term as mayor, the city plan wasn't through until just before I finished. And all the way through, in the whole 9 years, we knew we had to rewrite the centre of the city, but we had to get the old one through first.
Mm.
So the planning process is slow. Nick Smith is 100% right on his criticism of the Resource Management Act. I think it's a piece of legislation that we need to have a very hard look at how effective it is. And those sort of things are constraining us as a city. We want the centre of the city to be vibrant. But when you go to Melbourne, you don't go to a suburb of Melbourne, you go to the middle.
Yeah.
And it isn't just the middle of Christchurch, it's the middle of our province. And so, you know, all the art gallery and the museum and the cathedral and all those bits that are really important cultural icons are there in the middle.
And they don't prop themselves up, do they? I mean, it's fine to have malls in the suburbs, but if in the end the city centre dies, all those things don't just stick around just 'cause.
No.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I used to regularly take the big debates into the cathedral because I thought that was the heart of the city. And that's our founding fathers, mostly fathers, that's what they had in mind. And we've now got a chance. We had Wakefield's original dream. We've got a chance to redo the dream in a 21st century way that'll be green, environmentally sustainable, and world class, because people will shift here if we get it right.
Hey, Gary, nice talking. We'll catch up with you later on.
Okay.
Catch you soon. Bye-bye. That's Gary Moore, old mayor of Christchurch, now a wise man, offering his counsel.